Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Today's question on the Ask Coach Perry podcast comes from Nazreen. My name's Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry with us. Lindsay, Nazreen says thanks for all the valuable advice. 2015 is going to be her second Comrades, and it scares her because it's an up with so many climbs. How can she improve her hill running and endurance gradually to prepare for all the climbs on the Comrades Marathon uprun?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it, but also to take the thinking out of it, you can just download one of the programs from the Comrades website, and those do have, most of the programs do have some sort of hill training built into them. So first of all, let me give you some good news. Even though there's definitely more climbing in the uprun than in the downrun, the downrun still has a significant amount of climbing. So it doesn't feel that much worse. The first 36 Ks of the uprun do, you start to think, I'm climbing all the way to heaven. But then from there, the race does even out a little bit and the climbing is not quite, well, it's not even nearly as extreme for the rest of the race. So what is important in your question, you mentioned the word, how do I build up the endurance and the strength for hills gradually? Well, that is exactly how you do it. You do it gradually. So you would add in hill training into your, some formal hill training into your workout in the week. I like to use 2 minute intervals. So you want to find a hill that's not ridiculously steep. We don't want you running up a mountain. So you're looking for something, or if you're on a treadmill, put a treadmill on 3 to maximum 5%, and that'll give you an idea of the sort of gradient you're looking for if you're going to run it on the road. And you do 2 minute intervals and start out really easy, and when I use the word easy, I mean like do 3 to maximum 4 repeats. So start off with few in number and build those up. And then it would depend on what medal you're going for. But for most people, I recommend not building more than 8 to 10 repetitions. And obviously there is a risk of Achilles and calf injuries if you do too many hill intervals, or you do them too often. So I wouldn't do them more than once a week, and I wouldn't do them for more than 10 weeks. And then the other way of doing it, of course, is that in your long runs, try to plan some routes that have got a few 3 to 6K climbs in them, so that you can get used to that sustained effort of run walking up long climbs. But that is also not something you want to do every single weekend. So you do that every 2 to 3 weeks, and that'll help you to get used to and ready for Comrades. Of course, provided you've got that sort of thing in the area where you live. If you don't, you can simulate it on a treadmill, but then I definitely wouldn't do it more than like once a month. Otherwise, the boredom of running on the treadmill will drive you crazy.
Brilliant. Lindsay, thank you so much. Nazreen, I hope that helped. Something I did as well after I'd done a few Comrades, particularly with the app, is I used to look for the easiest marathons and qualifiers to do, but I stopped doing that. So I started looking for tough races, and that definitely helped me as well. Not doing them every weekend, but my long runs, I ended up doing really tough ones. So from a mental and physical perspective, it really helped me, and I hope that'll help you too. We're back again tomorrow on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, thanks a lot, and we'll chat tomorrow. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.